live from Indianapolis, Indiana. Welcome to the Crossroads Sports Radio Show, presented by Scott K. Nichols and State Farm Insurance. And now, here's your hosts, Brandon Reif and Jonathan Birdsong.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Crossroads Sports Radio, episode number 268. I'm your host, Brandon Reif, joined as always by my main man, Jonathan Birdsong. JB, how are you?
Hey, man, I'm back at it, man. I'm glad to be back, man. Crazy. It feels like we've been gone like 2 weeks, dude, and it's only been like one. There's been so much that's happened in between our last couple of shows, man. But, like, man, Brandon, please give us the official rundown.
Yeah, tonight we're going to do our typical that we do during football season. We're going to recap the NFL week one. Week one was interesting, needless to say. Week one, we'll preview that. We'll review that. We'll talk Colts, Jaguars. We'll talk the rest of the games. We'll talk some news and notes from the week, and then we'll also preview and give our pick-ems for week number two. College football, we'll go recap the college football week. Talk about the next week of games. A little bit of quick hitters, and then we got Pick'em tonight with Tanner Penrod. He'll be joining us here at the bottom of the hour, about 7:50 this evening. So, John, I want to dive right into the college football. NFL. Bringing up the scores now. Started off on Thursday night, opening night, John. No Travis Kelce. The Lions beat the Chiefs 21-20. A lot of people need to pump the brakes. The Chiefs are going to be just fine. The Chiefs are going to be just fine. Just need to pump them a little bit.
Absolutely. Travis Kelce didn't play. My guy that was a holdout, defensive tackle, was a Jones. He didn't play. He's back. We've seen the Chiefs do this, kind of song and dance, you know what I'm saying? Kind of just like, you know, let lesser teams, you know what I'm saying, compete with them. I don't necessarily think it was just like that, you know what I'm saying, Brandon, because they were trying. They just didn't have all their bullets, you know what I'm saying? They didn't have all their, you know what I'm saying, their best team out there. And it, like I said, it is game one. There's still somewhat of a feeling out with, you know what I'm saying, in game one in the NFL. But like, no, man, if you are a Detroit Lions fan, you still kind of look away. The takeaway from that game is, one, you won it. I don't necessarily like the kookiness of Dan Campbell's play calling, Brandon, because long term that won't work, man. Like they went for like the fake punt. Like that sounds all great when me and you are playing Madden, you know what I mean? But like, you know what I'm saying, long term, that's not a sustainable way of winning games. You know what I'm saying? I know somebody can probably, they'll probably call me out and say, Pete Carroll did. It's okay, man. But you know what I mean? So why Pete Carroll got one Super Bowl? You know what I'm saying? Because some of those little gadget plays. But like, no, man, if you're a Detroit Lions fan, you walk away with it from that game feeling confident that your team it can't compete. I ain't saying you win now because, it's, you know what I'm saying, all the other set of hands, like the Green Bay Packers, like, dude, who saw that coming too, right? But like you see, that the Detroit Lions will be one or two in the North, just because they have a balanced team, they have a balanced offense, they have a balanced defense, and you know, like they kind of believe they're coming into their own. How about I kind of I'll put it, man, and like again, they got the Chiefs from like on, you know, saying the Chiefs being just mediocre, like, you know, saying when they really go running, so Chiefs want to be best going into. The Chiefs want to play their best version of football going into the wintertime, going into, you know, say January, not necessarily, you know, saying October or since early September. So that's kind of where I took away from it, Brandon. Key positives, great game, exciting. I thought it was, you know what I'm saying? But like I said, you know, Detroit has, you know what I'm saying, put yourself in position to say, hey, man, we are here now. As far as the division is concerned, outside of that, you know what I'm saying, how that plays out for the matchup concern. But, yeah, man, Detroit can, you know what I'm saying, put itself in the position, Detroit Lions, believe it or not, to make the playoffs. And, and anybody said that in a long time.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah, I thought – it was not shocking that the Chiefs or the Lions won that game. Chiefs will be just fine. Lions will be good this year. Falcons, Panthers, 24-10, Falcons. Man, I really thought Frank Reich's team would come out and play a little bit better than what they did. Their Falcons, I'm not shocked that they won. But, Tyler Aguilar just tore it up on the running game. Bijan Robinson had a touchdown in that game. But Falcons-Panthers, nothing really too sexy about that game that was played. I'll say the same about the Ravens and Texans, 25-9 Ravens. I think the biggest news of that game was J.K. Dobbins out for the year, torn ACL in that one. So I really don't have many notes on those two games, John. How about for the second year in a row, the Bengals, Joe Burrow, lay an egg opening week. Last year's against the Steelers. This week, 24-3 losers against the Brownies.
It just got out physical. Something that they were supposed to be the more physical team. The Cleveland Browns just out physical them. Pushed them around kind of, man. I don't necessarily think it's anything for concern, but with the limited snaps that, you know what I'm saying, practice time, all those things that Joe Burrow has, you know what I'm saying, because of injury and whatnot, like that is concerning because their window is right now. Not like, you know what I'm saying, you know what I mean? The Cincinnati Bengals window is right now. And like to kind of piss off that game, it's going to become critical. I think it actually might bite them, Brandon, come down to the season. Not necessarily making playoff, but like I'm talking about like far as seeding is concerned.
Okay. Well, I think it's okay the fact that they lost, the Chiefs lost, and the Bills lost. I mean, that was your three teams right there for the top of the AFC, so I feel like it's a nice wash out that first week.
Why is everybody letting Josh Allen off the hook, man?
We'll get to him. That's the last game of the week. That's the last one. We'll get to it. Colts, Jags. Jaguars win 31-21. Anthony Richardson's debut, John. A couple things to take away from me. Deion Jackson can't hang on to the football. Shane Steichen likes to go for it on a lot of fourth downs. Very aggressive. Richardson needs to learn how to slide. He kind of played like a rookie with some bad passes, but needs to learn how to slide or he's not going to make it the entire season.
I agree on all those assessments, man. He's also got to improve his accuracy. There was some through an interception, and it's not. Hey man, if anybody says, well, he ain't like Peyton Manning or Andrew Luck or any other, I'm just saying, if I had to put a grade on this quarterback's debut, it would probably be a B minus. I heard a lot of people say A plus. I was like, man, hold on.
Whoa, Reggie.
Not necessarily calling anybody out specifically, man. They were just saying A plus because of the numbers and the yardage, and I'm like, man, hold on, man. There was a lot of errant passes there as well. Like, you know what I'm saying? And the interception. And you had a chance in the fourth quarter to do something about it, to do something, you know what I'm saying? And like, they didn't. They pissed away the opportunities. The defense, like, man, think about what the defense done that whole game. It's tailored, and the final score is not indicative of, like, how the defense played. They held the run until the name escapes me, the Jaguar player, too. He got that last big run. They held the Jaguar to, like, under 3 yards. Yeah, they held the Jaguars under, like, 3 yards rushing the whole game. Trevor Lawrence looked like, you know what I'm saying, a bust. You know what I mean? I don't know, man. The defense looks improved. The kid Zaire, he was everywhere, I do believe, Sunday.
Yeah, that's going to be a Pro Bowler right there.
Yeah, look like it. You know,
I thought Shaq Leonard looked good. I really did.
He looked decent. Yeah, he didn't look a sham or anything like that. But like, no, man. When you look like that, Brandon, it's on the offense. Look at what the defense put out there for you, right? Gus Bradley, he got held over from last year. We look at the offense. So like, what did the offense do? Like the NFL has no excuses, man. Like that dude Shane Steichen went for, like, you were overly aggressive on fourth. Oh my goodness, man! How many times he went for it four times?
Yeah.
The good thing you walk away from it is that he's not a waffler. Like the last result.
They were one for five on fourth down. One for five.
But like, hey man, just because you want to go for it does not necessarily mean you want to put the team. You know what I mean?
Two for 12 on third downs.
Yeah. So look at the numbers like that. That's what I look at, the numbers like that. I get Anthony Richardson had a great yards and all those things, and Like, you know what I'm saying? Everybody wants to automatically, including me, Jonathan Taylor, back into the run game. Or what that it surely improved. But, like, I don't think the offense did enough dotting of the I's, crossing of the T's, you know what I'm saying, to help. You know, obviously they didn't because they win the game. But, like, they should have, I mean, there could have been more care to the process. That's what I'm trying to get at.
Yeah, so you talk about giving an A. People have given him an A. I'm not going to give it an A. I'll give it a C. It was an average game for him. But here's the possessions, John, for the Colts. They had 14 total possessions. This is the number of plays that they ran for their possessions. 3, 3, 11. That was the touchdown. 4, 4, 3, 3, 6, 3, 4, 3, 3, 2, 17. That's not an A-plus type of offense right there for a quarterback. That many 3 and 4 play drives. I'm sorry, it's not. And you don't need to give him a pass. I know the team's kind of giving everybody a pass because obviously I think with Jonathan Taylor in there, I think the Colts probably would have won this game, to be honest. Michael Pittman had one sign of life. Alec Pierce, where are you at? These tight ends, where are you at? I mean, you got to get some people in there to help out. I mean, 10 tackles for Zaire Franklin, 7 assists, and the ballsy play to force that fumble on that live play. I will say this as well, John. I don't know, secondary, that Colts secondary, I'm going to give a B. I give a B to the secondary overall.
Oh, Brandon, give him some credit, y'all. Listen up.
Yeah. I give him a B. I thought they did all right.
If you close your eyes and take away the names, you might have thought the Pittsburgh Steelers defense from 2 years ago was playing. I said defense, not offense.
Well, I mean, you only had 2 sacks, though.
They need the Pittsburgh Steelers offense. Well, not this. No, we're getting that game too. But like, no, they need to fine tune their offense. That's what we're getting at.
Yeah. Yep. For sure. So we'll talk that more. Colts. We'll preview the Week 2 here coming up soon. Surprise shocker, John. Baker Mayfield and the Bucks beat Kirk Cousins and the Vikings. Failure on Kirk at home.
And you had no faith in Baker Mayfield. Now we have even lesser faith.
Zero.
Right? In the Minnesota Vikings. Lesser.
Ugh. Terrible.
That's pretty bad, though, y'all. That is pretty bad. Everybody kind of knows that Kirk Cousins is on his last year. I do believe. I hope so. But they're trying to kick him out, dude. He's not coming back. He's not going to be with them. They didn't even bring back. It's weird the economics and business. They didn't even offer out any money.
Nah.
Just start wide out. Yeah, he's kind of on the outside. So like, man, it's probably gonna be some new curtains coming up and carpet coming down in Minnesota.
All right.
For real,
yeah.
For real.
Exactly. Next game, looking at Saints Titans. Saints win by 1. I didn't really check out any of this ball game. I was working all day Sunday, but kind of watching on the side. But, yeah, I didn't check out much there. Shocked that the Titans didn't win that game. Looks like it was a barn burner of field goals for the most part. Derek Carr, I think Derek Carr had himself an all right game, John. All right standards. 23 of 33 for 305, so they are slinging the ball. I didn't see anything for Taysom Hill. So it looks like Dennis Allen down there has kind of said, the Taysom Hill show was officially over. Down there. So we'll see what happens with that. But New Orleans, kind of hard tell to what New Orleans is going to do this year. So more to come on that. Speaking of failures, John, 49ers 30, Steelers 7. Just a bad day in the office. Somebody, Tanner was texting me. He called me. Just a complete bad day in the office for this team at home. They didn't come out ready to play. I will say this, watching it because I went back and watched the game, and I watched the condensed version. I know Kenny Pickett got sacked five times. He still threw for 232 and a touchdown and two picks, but I know he got sacked five times. My question to myself is, and I question a lot of Steelers faithful. By the way, Pittsburgh's sports radio last 2 days, you would have thought that the world has ended. World has ended, and I understand the fact with Cam Hayward out 8 weeks, Deontay Johnson out numerous weeks, the team playing like shit, but just relax, y'all. There are some worse teams out there than what the Pittsburgh Steelers did in 1 week. I saw somebody post, and it's the most right thing I've ever read. Week one is always the most over-dramatic, over-thought-out process ever. Everybody, Joe Burrow threw five interceptions last year against the Steelers, week one. And people were saying, oh, it's over for Joey. Come again? They were what, one play away from the Super Bowl again?
Right. Right.
Come again? So I'm not concerned. Yeah, I can sit there and say the offensive line looked like shit, but I don't know if that's more of the offensive line of the Steelers played bad or the fact that the 49ers defense is just that goddamn good, you know? They're good. It's not like the Steelers went out and played a shitty team. 49ers are good. McCaffrey, 152 yards rushing. Brock Purdy had a solid game, 19-29, 220 yards. Ayuk, two touchdowns. Steelers didn't come to play offensively. They lost two guys on defense, which hurts them. But overall, man, I think it was just – it wasn't just the things that Pittsburgh did bad, but I think it's more of what the 49ers defense and how good they actually are. I mean, this was a team that was almost in the Super Bowl last year, folks. These teams were miles apart from each other last year, and it's showing it this year as well. So I'm not ready to have the wheels fall off completely, John, but you got to regroup this week against Cleveland. You got to regroup against Cleveland a little bit, and I think they will, but we'll get to that in a bit. But, man, 49ers and Tanner, man, they put it on me. He already told me he's going to let me know about it when he calls in later.
Yeah, they got to protect the quarterback. And then I know it's crazy, like it's going to be sounding real cliche, run the ball. You know what I mean?
Right.
And then everything, you know saying, Mike Thomas playing is like, you know saying, defensive, right, causing havoc on offense, man. That kind of play and ball control and the Pittsburgh still the way of winning. I think you'll see that more of that come this weekend. You know what I'm saying? They are always a, you know what I'm saying, check yourself in the mirror kind of organization. Even after game one, and Bears lost. You're right. That's not the worst. You know what I'm saying? Not when you think about what the New York Giants did. Absolutely not. That was epic. What the New York Giants did. That was epic. Nothing. They scored nothing.
Now, if the Steelers do this 3-4 games in a row, then that's where we got a serious problem at that point. But,
yeah, absolutely.
But I think one game right now is just one game. Week one's always a little bit of an overreaction.
I'll give you another bad game, friend. Denver Broncos.
Okay.
And Las Vegas Raiders. Did Denver score 16 points?
16 for Denver, 17 for the Raiders.
Hot mess. This is supposed to be revamped? Russell Wilson? They might want to trade him.
Oh,
I know you're not supposed to. I know you're not supposed to overreact over game one, Brandon. But like, it
Bronco
didn't
country,
look good.
Let's ride.
We said all the right things, but like in the modern era of football, and what I was me personally, Brandon, I was never a person that said let the Russell cook. I was never like that's the mantra like the media ran with. He ran
you're not
with.
Letting Russell
like,
cook?
Nah, man, they have to. Nah.
Are you ready to ride with him?
I don't think it's going to work out.
Broncos country, let's ride.
I'm not dealing with it, man. Next thing.
Well, next one. Let me give a second here because they're probably going to come after us a little bit. But
there's
teams, John, where I feel like that there's a lot of hype for them going into the season, and then it just looks like a complete bag of trash. It looked synced. It looked like shit. They had the hype. The division, John, is right in front of them to grasp this year. the God, the Congressman Aaron Rodgers is no longer in your division. You can grasp that. Bring back the 85-style Bears.
Uh-oh.
And you piss down the leg and you let Jordan Love put 38 on you. Bears, 30, lose 38-20. Terrible. Terrible. What do you have for my Chicago fans?
Jordan Love is the next great quarterback of the Green Bay Packers.
Whoa.
How did they get it right three times in a row, Brandon? That's wild.
Hold on, John. Don't fall for it. Don't fall for that overreact. First game. You're better than this.
It was against the Chicago Bears, though.
Yeah, but
they're daddy. Bears paid a lot of money. Bears paid a lot of money for that defense. They paid a lot of money for that defense in the offseason. Now, that ain't got nothing to do with the quarterback. Like, guess what? The front office is real critical on the quarterback, and is it their guy? And I kind of think that's an out for them to say that, hey, man, when we came in, he was our guy, so please don't fire us, ownership.
Right.
Because he's not our guy. When we don't win but six or seven games because we still haven't figured out a complimentary offensive line for this quarterback or a damn real running back for him either. Or some, you know what I mean, or some tight end. And I get, man, there's some critical things that we need to talk about. His game, Justin Fields' game, kind of, does he hold the ball on a little bit too longer? Yeah, maybe. But, hey, man, what quarterback? Like, find you some big horses that can support that. They have them out there. Make the deal. But, they,
right.
Again, I don't think they're not tied together. And we got a lame duck quarterback, looks like.
Damn.
Hey, man, you got to – they should have came out blazing like Jordan Love been sitting on the sideline full – damn near full time.
Uh-huh.
For how long? And he come out there, and it looked like – he was like, ah, another day at the office. That's what it looked like.
Yeah. Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Aaron Rodgers, we don't miss him. So, you know what I mean? He's over there now, but, you know, And away we go. But, yeah, I can't necessarily say Jordan Love is going to be next. MVP. Aaron Rodgers, again, I was MVP how many times, right? Brett Favre, MVP, Super Bowl, how many times, right? So we, but, like, they got the quarterback right, though. It looks like this guy can play. It's not like – yeah, it looks like he can play.
Yeah. Probably the game of the week, I thought, personally watching it, was the Dolphins and Dolphins and Chargers. 36-34 Dolphins. Tua and Tyreek Hill. My God, John, they tore it up. Dolphins look like they're going to be good again this year. What was your thoughts on that one?
Disappointed in the Chargers. I told you last episode.
Man. Oh!
Disappointed in them. San Diego Chargers.
Damn.
I'm disappointed. They can't win a big game. Brandon, they're getting ready to go on a seven-game win streak or something crazy. Right.
Charger?
But they can't win no big game.
What I tell you, last big game they won was Indianapolis with Darren Sproles.
Man, that was horrible, man. They killed the Colts.
They did.
Man, you know, I was sick as a fan. I put my fan hat on. Man, that was horrible. The Colts, they had thought we were going to Super Bowl then.
No, that's
and then always with the Chargers, man, they beat the Colts and then like go to Foxborough and turn into jelly, man.
Yep.
But yeah, man.
Eagles Patriots, John. Eagles win 25-20. Got a lot closer than it should have been in this game. Eagles didn't really look the part. Patriots look better than last year. They look like they're going to hang in more games this year. But 25-20 Eagles. Like I said, it's game one. Both sides a little – and honestly, the scoring was down week one this year compared to last year, league-wide. So,
yeah, what you like out of the Eagles is that I don't think they didn't take a significant injury during that game. They came out with the win, and it looks like they are kind of just back to business as usual. They kind of put the NFC – the NFC East is still on notice. You got to run through us if you want to, you know what I'm saying, try to, you know what I'm saying, win anything. Looks like they're definitely on a collision course with Dallas. If Dallas don't play like that, if Dallas can play, oh my goodness, Brandon, they'll win the Super Bowl. But I'm not really the go pie guy for that. But, like, no, man, the Eagles look like they, you know what I'm saying, they ready to do another run back. You know, they look, they put out a strong effort. I thought they were going to squash New England. Didn't necessarily happen. There's still some things our boy Mac Jones got to work on. You know what I mean? But I look at the New England Patriots now, and kind of what happens with the Jets. Like, they're kind of like, there's kind of life there now. You know what I'm saying? As far as, like, you know what I mean? It's going to come down to, it's going to be, I think that whole division is going to be, might even eat itself up, Brandon. The whole AFC East just might eat itself up.
Okay. Rams and Seahawks. John Rams, looks like Sean McVay actually coached this game. They won 30-13 over the Seahawks.
Yeah, man, it was all Seahawks. I thought the first quarter, and then, like, man, halftime came, and Aaron Donald started scaring. He's like, I don't know, did you hear catch the open mic? Aaron Donald was running towards the quarterback, man, and did he squeal? I think he did. The quarterback squealed. The Rams, I think you're going to see a mixed bag with the Rams. It wasn't necessarily always off. Even though the score is indicative, like, somewhat of a thumping, it wasn't that.
Gotcha. Okay. Cowboys 40, Giants 0.
Man, that was bad, Brandon. After you didn't pay your quarterback and said, hey, man, he's our guy, and even though the running back is technically a little bit better of a player, and y'all played this, you know what I'm saying, made him sign a quick contract so that, you know what I'm saying, he at least would get $10 million, you know what I'm saying, in a raise from last year. But, like, nah, man, y'all, they scored nothing. They looked fast as of the game. And this was a team that was supposed to be challenging, you know what I'm saying, for the NFC East. And nobody's necessarily said the Giants. I haven't heard anybody. Say Daniel Jones and the Giants or Saquon Barkley to the Super Bowl. I have not. But the Giants want to get back to the playoffs to build on that, right? That was kind of what – but you came out with a zilch or a nothing, and the quarterback looked like you shouldn't have paid him. You should have gave the running back all the money. That's what I kind of got from the Giants and the Cowboys, man. They got a lot of things to work on.
Okay. Cowboys Super Bowl team. I mean, Dak still played a bad game, I thought, personally.
And this is still our Mike McCarthy team? So, no,
yep.
Man, I can't. They would have to trip into the Super Bowl just because I think there's still going to be better coaching. They got a lot of money invested. Jerry has a lot of money, but his quarterback is, you know, I mean, 50-50, right? The best way I can term it. I think there's also a little bit better coaching in the NFC than Mike McCarthy. Say they get a playoff deal with Seattle. Say they get a playoff deal with the Rams. I still would favor those teams, unless it's like a home game, you know what I mean, for the Cowboys. I still would favor the Rams over the Cowboys, just based off history, you know what I mean? But, like, nah, man, Cowboys, they doing the right thing. Win 12 rings and, you know what I'm saying, flame out. Try not to flame out.
Last one, John. Oh, wrong one. We played the wrong one. There we go.
Man, got that Purdue. Slow down. Ah, come on, Brandon. You have two funerals.
John, he carried out the American flag like,
man,
it was.
That was kind of
Congressman.
Cool, man. Even though we're Aaron Rodgers very now, then.
It was A-Rod. Come out there.
Cool,
play four plays, John. Four plays before the Achilles went out.
What you think about that, Brandon?
It's tough to see, man. I hate it. I like the storyline of Rodgers playing with the Jets this year, and we just – it sucks. It sucks he's going
now. We had finally put the saga of Green Bay and me and you and Thor Rock to one another. That was behind us. Aaron Rodgers likes the attention, and he likes the stage. And I think he kind of, like, he wants to be an actor at some point. All that, you know what I mean? All those hot things together, man. And, they, you know, there's no better place to play September 11th, you know what I mean, that was the stage set, man. Dude, before the game, I don't know how much you watching the pre-show, Brandon. Like, when they took that screenshot of the island, and it was all New York was all lit up.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, I ain't never been to New York, Brandon. But I wanted to go. I wanted to be there then. Just looking at that and being in that moment and like, Brandon, I'm not the most patriotic person. I'm not gonna sit up here. I mean, I do know the players. I said it for 100 years when I went to school. But like, in these divided times, Brandon, like in that moment, man, and I was only trying to go memory lane of 2001 when it almost happened. But in that moment, when we all celebrating, I forgot about hating on Aaron Rodgers and him being a kooky, you know what I'm saying? Then, you know what I'm saying? All whatever he is, and like what did, you know, sleeping in these, like whatever tanks and shit, whatever, right? You know, we all know the weird shit he does, and you know what I'm saying, the intense shit that he does, man. But like, you know. We also know that, you know, what happened on 9/11, and we also know that, like, football kind of brings people together. Oh, God, sports does. Brings people together.
Right.
Regardless of your political backgrounds and what you believe in. Like, man, dude, Brandon, like, the last few years, and even now, man, politically, people are still, like, crazy, like, in each other's throats, man. But, like, in that moment, man, I ain't thinking about that crap. I just thought about, like, hey, man, this is a cool spot, man, to help remember, like, how things were and when it was, and, like, shit. I hope that shit don't never happen again. It should have never happened then, but, like, again, you can't wish things away that happened. But, like, nah, man. And then for 4 plays into it, man, for him to get injured, man, it's just terrible. Like, I stopped immediately joking. Like, I mean, like, I was shading him because he's – like, man, Brent, I'd run out there with the damn flag. F it. Who wouldn't? You know
right.
what I mean? They tell you, right, you know, you got a spot. And, like, all the commercial endorsements, all the glory, the emphasis glory that comes with it, man, you would do it, man. But, like, man, you don't want to end like that at all. You know, you don't want the story. If you lose the game, great. You know what I mean? Whatever, tie, whatever. But you don't want to go out injured. So, yeah, it sucked, bro, for me.
Yeah. He'll be back. He did put out an Instagram post tonight. He will be back next year. The training has begun. Aaron Rodgers ain't going to go out like that. He's the type of person that always likes to prove everybody wrong, the naysayers. So this is a perfect opportunity for him, whether it be next year or the following year. I was watching First Take, and, I mean, besides hearing that all, poor Shannon Sharp. When's he going to quit saying skip and call him
I haven't watched it.
He said it like 12 times. He got so pissed off at himself one time, he punched the desk. And Stephen A. is like, it's all right. It's all right. It's okay. It's okay. He's like, you were there for a long time. He's like, damn it. Come on, Skip. I'll send you the clip. It's great. It's great.
Man, I'm sure Skip's going to use that, too. What we got? We got a call?
No call yet. No. Tanner will be on here in a little bit. We got to do our picks now, John. Pick them. Pick them this past week, John. You, for straight up, you went 8-8. I went 6-10. So, Birdsong, 8-8, and NFL, pick them.
500.
You'll take it. Oh, there you go. this week's games, John, tomorrow night on Amazon Prime. Little Herb Street and Al Michaels, Vikings at the Eagles. John.
Vikings at Eagles, it's going to be weird, man. Vikings not to show up at that game, Brandon. You know that, right?
I don't know.
You know they're allowed to show up, but I don't. But if he was doing point spreads, I would take the Vikings to cover. But we're just going to do straight up, then I'm going with the Eagles.
Okay. Just for giggles, the Eagles are 6-point favorites in the game, 6 points. So, next one, John, Colts at the Texans. I've actually got the Eagles in that game too. I forgot to say, I got the Eagles in there winning that game straight up. Eagles will win. Colts at Texans. I'm taking the Colts.
Gotta like what you see, man. There's gonna be some mistakes, man. I don't like the Texans offense. And I like the Colts defense, and I think defense will travel, and I think they probably looking at their clips thinking, hey, man, how can we run that back, make it look good? Because everybody's on damn off incentive bonus structures anyway, man. So, yeah, man, give me the Colts.
Yep. Okay. Packers at Falcons. Packers at Falcons. I'll let you pick first on this one.
Oh, man. On the road. I wish the homie – I hope the homie Nas calls in tonight, man. He can give us a whole clearly, you know what I'm saying, a bird's eye view of the Atlanta Falcons, man. But, like, in that game, I think the homie's going to get tested. Jordan Love's going to get tested. We're going to see what he really got. Do we got three touchdowns with him on the road? No, and they didn't even use the Falcons. They didn't use Bijan Robinson, and they should have. I'm not saying you got to run him like a. I mean, you know, run him like a mule, but they didn't even use him. I don't think he got a whole lot of touches, man. But like, man, so I'm gonna go with the Falcons to start out 2-0.
Okay, I'm gonna take the Packers here. Go Pack, go Jordan Love, and then extend it out. They go 2-0, leaving Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Next one, Raiders at the Bills. Give me the Bills. This is a get-right game for the Bills easily. The line shows it as well, 9.5 currently.
What's going on with Josh Allen?
Got a pass, John. Get a pass.
That Jets
the window is closing. A window is closing.
That Jets defense that damn good?
Yeah.
Is as good as the San Francisco 49ers?
No.
Then right. They should, like, man, he's too good. 4 interceptions? Stop it.
No, not great.
I might go the other way, man. I don't think it's a get-right game, man. I'm concerned, Brandon. I'm going the other way. I'm going with the Raiders.
Ooh. Oh, boy. Okay. Next one, John, Ravens at Bengals. What do you like?
Bengals, but see, this is where I would say this is their get right game. This is their wake up call was against Cleveland. So I'm gonna go Cincinnati to get it right. And I know there's no way you're gonna pick the Ravens.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm taking the Bengals on this one to get it right.
This for giggles though? What is the spread on that one? Because that's what I want to know what the inside is.
Bengals minus 3.5 right now.
Hmm. Better look at that special teams. But, yeah, I'm going to still take the Bengals.
Okay. All right. Next one, John. Seahawks at Lions. I got the Bengals in that one as well. But Seahawks at Lions?
Hey, man, can you believe the Detroit Lions are going to be 2-0?
I do. I got them winning this one as well.
Detroit Lions fans, division leaders.
Okay. Ooh, there we go. Detroit. Stand up, Detroit. An ugly game. It seems like these two teams always play ugly games. Chargers at Titan. Both games, 0-1.
Chargers going to light them up, man. I told you they about to go on a streak, man. They're going to light the Titans up. Give me the Chargers.
All right. I'm going to take the Titans. They win a gritty game here somehow. Somehow they win this gritty game. And
man, they get you're going to out-duel. You telling me you believe that quarterback going to out-duel the $2,500 million man?
It can happen. It can happen.
Okay. All right.
Next one, Bears at Bucks. Give me the Bucks.
Wait a minute.
I can't believe them.
Hold on, Brandon. We're going to get in trouble, man. We got a lot of people in Gary, Indiana that love to listen to the show. And you took the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Give me the Bucks. What have I seen from this Bears team? They didn't even show up against their biggest rival. So what makes them at home? So what makes us think that they're going to do that going to Tampa Bay? Come on, y'all.
They go. I'm going with the Bears, man, on the road. Don't play the bagpipes again. Bears on the road.
I think this week it'll be played a couple times for them.
Right.
Chiefs, Jaguars at Jacksonville, John.
Hey, man, my man Sunshine was throwing to the opposite team, man. Didn't they have a barn burn last year with the Chiefs?
They did.
Like a high-scoring game?
Yeah,
I think the game goes high-scoring. I will be more interested. I think Ain't Kelsey, I don't think he's playing. I got a notification earlier, and I didn't bother to check it, not thinking. But I like the Chiefs basically just kind of really need to clean up something. They had like a, my man had a couple of dropsies, receivers. You know what I mean? They did. I can't.
Yeah,
I don't
Darius
get
Tony.
Yeah, my damn nose got wet again drinking coffee. But like, no, man, give me the Chiefs on the road. Sunshine didn't look good. He didn't look good at all.
Yeah, I've got the Chiefs as well. 49ers at Rams. Give me the 49ers.
You a believer? Imagine Dragons, you a believer?
It's still the Rams, John. It's still the Rams.
It's still the Rams. I think Aaron Donald can stop one running back. Brock Purdy against that. Oh man, give me the 49ers.
Okay. probably the most disgusting game: Giants at Cardinals. John.
Surely. Daniel Jones can get in the end zone. Get the team in the end zone. Low scoring game. I'll give you the Giants 17-12.
Okay. I almost picked a tie in this one.
Damn, Brandon, it might happen.
I almost picked a tie. I really did. I was going to pick a tie in this game and just say tie.
Go for it.
All right, I'll take a tie in this one. I'm going to do it. I'm going to take a tie. I think these two teams tie somehow.
Hey, for NFL pick'em, we all get one tie per season.
That's right. This will be the one. Giants and Cardinals tying. They're going to tie, cut the tape, play it back when it happens on Sunday afternoon. Jets at Cowboys, John. I would have felt better if Rodgers was playing. Give me the Cowboys.
Cowboys might hang. Well, not a 40 burger. They'll probably hang 30. Give me the Cowboys.
Okay. Commanders at Broncos.
I didn't see anything, like I said, to really like show me that Russell Wilson has improved. I feel like it's going to be another low-scoring game, man. I'm taking Commanders on the road.
I got the Commanders as well. I got Commanders as well on that one. Sunday Night Football, Dolphins at Patriots. Give me the Dolphins, John. I think the Dolphins win this game, even though the Lion is telling me that I should be taking the Patriots. But I'm going to drink the Kool-Aid. I'll take the Dolphins.
Yeah, I don't think Bill got enough offense to go against. Tua looks real sharp. I don't know what your homie Ryan Clark is saying. He looks thick or out of shape or anything like that. Tua looks real sharp. They are protecting him a whole lot better. The long term, you know what I'm saying, still a question. Still, that's a look-see with him in that particular team. But I like the Dolphins to win this game because the offense is that damn dangerous and that damn good.
Okay. Gotcha. Monday Night Football. We got two games on Monday Night Football. Saints at the Panthers. I'm going to take Frank Reich and the Panthers to win that one.
Give me the Panthers as well. Can't bet against Frank.
Okay. And then the other Monday Night game is Browns and Steelers. John, I'll let you go first.
Pittsburgh, you got to protect the quarterback, so they got time to throw and find out what you have on offense, man. You know what I mean? I think this is Monday night game. Big bright lights, big city. They get back, they get in the winning column. Give me the Pittsburgh Steelers.
I would normally take the Browns in this one just because of how the Steelers have played and stuff, but being it's the first home game under the lights of the new season, I know they had a home game last week, so everybody relax. But under the lights of first Monday Night Football game, you got to have a bounce back. Mike Tomlin, this team bounces back. Steelers win this one, close one, but Steelers win close. So, all right, John, that's our NFL pick'em. We've talked week one. We've previewed week two. We've got some fan bases probably pissed off at us for some of these picks. Chicago, stand up. I got you. College football, John. Texas whooping up on Bama. Whooped them.
They did. I don't know. We were supposed to go live with the home friend of the program, Deke. I don't think he wanted to go. He didn't want to.
No, I don't think he did. Dude, I didn't hear a single word.
I wasn't in a position. Yeah, I wasn't really in a position anyway to talk. about anyway, man. I think Ears played well. Obviously, you know, he's got a lot of pressure on him. He's a big time program. Also got, you know, saying Kid Manning as his backup. You know what I mean? He's probably chomping a bit to try to get out there as well. They just went in and took care of business. They went in like last year, you know, with the pain of last year being a close game. When he did get knocked out, and he probably would have been a factor in them winning or losing probably last year. This year, they, you know what I'm saying, he finished the game. The kid was, I can't remember his name, for Alabama, Jalen, his last name is case right now, but
sorry,
quarterback, yeah, he looked mediocre. It's not like you put, it's not like we can just put dirt on Alabama's name, but I think I got him in the top 10, not the top 5. So it's going to be a little bit of hill for them to climb. And they have games where they can climb back into it. Don't get twisted, man. So they play SEC game, two SEC games, they'll be in the top, and if they win them, they'll be back in the top 4, top 5, whatever. But getting back to, it didn't necessarily look like, from an offensive standpoint, and particularly the quarterback, it didn't necessarily look like the elite Alabama that we've been accustomed to.
Right. Okay. Yeah, they didn't look themselves out there. I will say, listening to Nick Saban's press conference afterwards, he wasn't all, well, it's okay, this team, and yada, yada, yada. It's like, I think it's more of a miss this year with this team. Like, does this team have what it takes? Does he know that he doesn't have the team this year? And, like, he's just, we're going to go back, and if we can fix these things, we'll be good and all this. Because the other time, it's a fiery Nick Saban, and they get back up there. But I didn't get that from his press conference this week. And so is there something to take away from that possibly? I don't know. But I will say I was a little shocked by that. But, yeah, they put it on him. Georgia, John, beat Ball State. Ball State covered the spread, 42.
Yeah, man, it's a little deal. While we get kind of calls in, man, I post some articles, you know what I'm saying, from the Indianapolis Star about Ball State losing to Georgia. You know what I'm saying? They went down and they did score a field goal, which I know, you know what I'm saying, a lot of people didn't think they could get the field goal range or whatnot. It was all.
They had a great first quarter.
Yeah, it was a first quarter, man. But it's just from a alumni standpoint. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I posted on my own Facebook page. I posted it on the Crossroads Sports Facebook page, man, as well. And we have a lot of people from Boston that kind of follow the program as well, man. It's just like, man, two back-to-back games where you kind of know that you're kind of outdrawn from a debt standpoint. Like, what – and aside from the money that the program receives, like, man, and it wasn't – I don't know, Brandon. It wasn't a crazy ton of money, man, to go down there and get your brains beat it in for like $500,000.
Right.
You know, and you know you're not going to get a home-and-home game. But, you know, I don't know. It's my job, right, part of the show's job, man, to try to figure some of that out, man. And, you know, we have a close, you know what I'm saying, association with Georgia, you know what I'm saying, with the Ball State program, and we'll figure it out with them, man. But, like, nah, man, Georgia looks the part, man. Georgia's, like, ready to, you know, steam anybody. Ball State, whoever, doesn't really matter, man. I walked away, like, you know, Ball State, second line, of, you know what I'm saying, guys coming off, you know what I'm saying, it probably is, you know what I'm saying, Georgia probably wouldn't even look at them. You know what I'm saying? They wouldn't make Georgia's team. But, you know, for them to, you know what I'm saying, to go see where they're at. I mean, again, that is part of the program. That's part of the process as well. I'm signed up to play for Ball State. I know we play in Georgia. I want to see how good I can be against Georgia. I get it, like, their level, you know what I'm saying, everybody in Georgia, like, they got how many people on the team, 60 of them probably going to play in the NFL next year or whatever, right? And then they're saying only one or two of us going to be like, how do you know? Maybe the scouts are wrong. I'm going to go out here and prove them wrong. And that's what, you know what I'm saying, a lot of guys, you know what I'm saying, probably walk away with, hey, man, they got more tape out there, you know what I'm saying, so, as well, man. So, you have to, it's the process. I mean, I'm not the AD, You know what I mean? Once we get the AD on here, we're going to get the athletic director from Ball State on here to kind of, you know what I'm saying? I'll be nice, man. We'll be nice asking, you know what I'm saying, questions about the basketball program, football program as well. But you're like, nah, man, what can you say, man? They're back and they crushed.
Yeah, they look damn good, damn good. And I was happy with Ball State hanging in there that first quarter and then just kind of went to bed. John, Mel Tucker had a great first year, got a huge payday, and then, John, now he's suspended, probably going to be fired for alleged amid a sexual harassment. I'm shocked to see this.
I don't know if he's going to beat this, man. No, he's not going to be. I mean, I'm not saying he's never had, and it's weird, Brandon's like, this man is married. You know what I mean?
Right.
And the lady that filed the complaint, like, I mean, he's not fired. So there was a relationship there, but like he didn't have consent to do whatever he, you know what I'm saying, what he did. And then, you know what I mean? I mean, this is an adult show, you know what I'm saying? She's accusing him, Mel, you know what I'm saying, Mel, from pulling Pee Wee Herman, y'all. pulling Pee Wee Herman while he was on the phone with her, which is, like I said, which is very bizarre, you know what I mean? But here we are, 2023, Michigan State, he's suspended, probably going to get fired.
Yeah, probably is going to. So that was rough to see. Let me see if I can text Tanner, figure out where the hell he's at.
Yeah, because before we got to talk about Deion in Colorado and Nebraska.
Yeah, yeah. Easy money right there was that game. Easy money. Colorado just dominated. You ready to give Shakur Sanders the Heisman, John, like everybody else is? Secretly, I put a sneaky pick today on $10 to win $200 on Sam Hartman to win the Heisman.
Did you? You asked me what I'm going to make Sanders the Heisman. Shoot, I got him. Didn't I have that tweeted you, Crossroads Sports, pick 4, NFL draft?
Possibly.
Let's go.
He's going out this year, you think, right? Or you think he'll come back for his senior year with his dad?
Hey, man, be all in, man. I can't perceive this team is good, Brandon, not great. I'm going to be totally honest with you. Not a good team. They still don't have all the horses that they need. They use a lot of – it's a lot of him and a lot of – like maybe they got another utility player, right? And they're get harder. Not necessarily with Colorado State. You know what I mean? Colorado State, it's a rivalry, in-state rivalry game, but they probably should roll Colorado State. It's a game that's going to be there. It's going to be on national TV. Man, Colorado State, I mean, God bless them if they don't get rolled by 27, you know what I mean?
Right.
I think they get an end zone, but things after that is they tune up, man. You're gonna be playing a little bit more offensively powered team that can put up points. They ain't gonna be like Nebraska. Ain't gonna definitely be like Colorado State. When you play against the Ducks of Oregon and then that machine, Brandon, of USC. And again, USC's defense is, whatever. But they got a machine on offense, man. So enjoy it right now, Colorado fans and new fans, right? But like, and clap, clap. Cause again, man, rolling Colorado State, you know what I'm saying, is going to be a feat in itself. But again, I think the AP poll came out and Colorado was like, what, 22 or something like that. I think that's a fair assessment.
Okay. I thought maybe it might have been. I think they're looking good. I don't. Like I said, I think polls this early are a little cuckoo to begin with. But yeah, I was impressed. I mean, it's Nebraska. Nebraska's still dog crap. So.
Matt Rule.
Hey man, how about the Boilermakers outlasting an 8-hour marathon basically in that game, knocked off Virginia Tech and Blacksburg.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, man, Brandon, I snicker, I laugh internally anytime I hear somebody say Virginia or Virginia Tech can play in the SEC. Nah, bro. Nah. Compete? Nah. They can go sign over. They can try to break away from the ACC if they want to and go over there. You'd be insignificant.
Yeah, makes sense. I can see it. I can see it. Let me think here. What do I got? Yeah, we just need to get Tanner. Tanner's going to call in here in a minute, and then we will hit up Pick'em.
Are we going to do an ad read real quick then?
Yeah, let me hit a quick ad read. We come back. We'll do right into a Pick'em.
You've changed thousands of diapers, cut off hundreds of crusts, played hours of peekaboo and duck, duck, goose because you'd do anything for your kids. That's why it's so important to protect them with life insurance from State Farm. State Farm insurance agent Scott K. Nichols will help make it easy and affordable to help protect your family no matter what the future holds. Because for the people you do anything for, life insurance could mean everything. Call State Farm agent Scott K. Nichols in Indianapolis today at 317-243-3509. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
All right, we are back. We also want to thank our sponsor, Mavericks Custom Motorsports, where ideas are created, dreams are born, specialized in custom motorcycles, boats, slingshots, jeeps, and trucks, offering pickups, deliveries, and shipping worldwide. Check them out today, MavericksCustomMotorsports.com. Let them know that Crossroads Sports sent you there. All right, John, we are back, and it is time for Pick'em. We're going to bring our guy back on here in a moment. We've got to play his intro for this week. And we're heading to week three of Pick'em.
You know, if you want to be fair to a player, you've got to be fair. That's a heck of a road. Only a man is fair is fair.
Don't yell at him, Bob Dobby. And Ms. Monsoon, what's going on, Tanner? Welcome back.
Hey, what's happening, fellas? Not much. Hey, just wanted to get this out there. Hey, Reef, it was ass-whipping season on Sunday. You took one pretty hard.
Yeah.
And that's Steelers-Niners game.
I gave my spiel when we had talked about it earlier. We went through the NFL, so it's I've accepted it. And I don't think it's as much as the bad offensive line that we have, or it's more of how good that the 49ers still are. Like I said, look, they should have been a Super Bowl team last year. So that just shows how big of a difference we were last year from them to this year. Not much has changed. So props to them.
Hey, you'll catch a dub this week. I got faith in you on Sunday.
Well, we play Monday night, so I appreciate that.
Well, I'll take it, plus two. That's about as best I'm going to get. If it gets worse than that, I don't think I can take it.
Understandable. I take that as well. Boys, this past week in Pick'em, myself and Jonathan went 4-5-1, both of us. We're both 11-7-1, still tied. Tanner, 6-3-1. He's now 11-7-1, if he can keep the hot streak going. Ball State covered the spread, so we were pushed the spread, so that's what gave us our tie there with that. One of Tanner's losses was the old Boilermakers going into Blacksburg and getting the dub, so he's 0-2 for the Boilers this year on Boilermaker games.
I'm fading him again. Don't care.
Damn. All right, boys, let's get
it. Hey, Tanner said never bet against or for the Boilers in basketball or football. Ever.
Yeah.
Yep.
He did.
Birdsong got it. Yeah, not.
The game. By the way, boys, the game slate this week sucks. It's terrible.
Oh, I looked at that.
It is god-awful. Brutal. This picking week, if you can take your fiance, your wife, your girlfriend, your mistress, like Mel Tucker or whatever, take them apple picking season. It's apple picking week because this week it sucks for games. And it was hard for me to find a decent amount of games for us to play besides the local teams.
There's not even one top 25 matchup. I think next week's slates are pretty heavy. I think that's why. I think they all – this is a good time. I think you can catch those teams that are laying big numbers because they're looking ahead for a bigger game. You might be able to – this is a good week where they're just not maybe into it too much, might be looking just to get by because they know they got a big game the following week.
Yeah. So let's dive right into it. Number 14, LSU, going to Mississippi State, going to Starkville. John, LSU minus 10 at Mississippi State.
Minus 10, really? I will take LSU.
Okay. Tanner?
Well, you know I like those home team getting points. That's one of my favorite things to do. It's a noon kickoff. Mississippi State's 2-0. Probably got some cupcakes in there. We'll beat Arizona, which I don't think is any good. Well, they're 1-1. Man, I'm just trying to think here. I want to take Mississippi State bad. LSU didn't show me anything. They played someone they had to go, but the Florida State, they got smoked. They obviously won last week because I think they played the sister of the poor. Yeah, they played Grambling State. Yeah, with that, I'll take Mississippi. They're out on the road at noon. Yep, give me Mississippi State plus the 10.
Okay, I'm taking Mississippi State as well in this one with the points at home. I think they can keep it close, and I just don't trust Brian Kelly anymore. I don't. After week one, nope, not a chance. The Chips, Central Michigan at number 9, Notre Dame. Notre Dame, 34-point favorites. Tanner.
Gosh, dog. What time is that game even at? I'm trying to even find it. I thought it would be at 2:30. Maybe it's not. I'll go, much as I want to fade Notre Dame, because they have Ohio State next week. Like I said, here's the games that you gotta worry about. I'm going to take, but they've looked so good. I'm going to go against my will here. It'll probably backfire on me. I'm going to take the Irish just because they look good. They played good against teams that I thought were bad. That I didn't think it would blow them out. They've been blowing them out. So, I mean, Central Michigan barely beat. But, see, this is where they're going to come in. Central Michigan played New Hampshire last week and barely won by 3 points because they knew they were going to come in here against I'm going to go Notre Dame. I'll take Notre Dame, 34.5, got to win by 5 touches.
Yeah,
all right,
I think Notre Dame
it is.
I think Notre Dame blows them out as well. I really do. That spread does not scare me whatsoever. John?
Yeah, Hartman, this is what he uses to pad up his Heisman candidacy. So, yeah, give me Notre Dame.
By the way, Tanner, I told him I took a bet today. I put 20 on Sam Hartman to win the Heisman because they go in next week at home and they beat Ohio State. And they don't have really a tough one besides USC towards the end. Psh, give it to me. It'll be top three.
I mean, you could throw Clemson in there. I mean, they're top 25. So, I mean, that's their three hardest games they got left. They got Clemson.
Who? The Frogs?
I know.
The Frogs? Come on now. I know. This one might be an okay game. Tennessee minus 6.5 at Florida. Boys,
man.
I'm going with the underdog at home with the points. Give me Florida.
What?
I know.
It sucks, but I'm doing it.
Dude, I know, and I think I'm going to follow you and go quick, too. We'll just make it quick. I'm gonna follow you, Reese. Give me the Gators at home.
It just feels that way, doesn't it?
Yeah. It's a rivalry game of some sort, a little bit. They play each other. I mean, this used to be really good when Manning was there and Florida was good. But, yeah.
Yeah.
Give me Gators catching points in the swamp.
John?
Florida coach getting fired, man. Give me Tennessee.
Oh, boy. Speaking of coaches getting fired, Louisville minus 10 against Indiana at Lucas Oil Stadium Saturday. Those cowards down there in Bloomington said, we want to cancel our series, and we'd rather have an FCS school. Get the F out of here.
Yeah.
IU wants to schedule FBS. Come on, man. Come on, man. Give me Louisville. Jeff Brohman, light that shit up there at Lucas Oil on the IU.
I forgot that he was there now. You know what? You might have been talking to that because I fucking got you right there. Damn it. Forgot Brohman's there. Who they played? We got by the one on the road against Georgia Tech, who's probably better than IU.
That was a comeback game, Tanner. I had the spread on that.
Yeah, they came back, too. Then they absolutely dog-walked Murray State. I mean, put them on a collar and walked them hard 56-0 last week. Yeah, I'm with Reed. He's got me. Hoosiers haven't shown me enough. This game isn't like they're playing Ohio State. They show up for that game. This is on neutral site. Yeah, I can eject Rob. 10. Cardinals.
John?
Bury the Hoosiers.
He said Barry. Oh, man. Give me IU to cover.
Oh. Okay.
Their defense is surprisingly good. That's why I almost took them. Because their defense is, IU's defense is legit. I will say that.
Yeah. I don't have a spread yet, boys. When I get one for Indiana State, Ball State, I'll let you know. Currently no spread for that game. So.
You know what time it plays at? Yeah, I got nothing either. I'm on a different site, too. I'm on a couple sites. I don't have anything. I was trying to find one for you. Let me see. You keep talking, Refall, and I'll try to find one.
Yeah. Syracuse minus 2.5 at Purdue. Purdue won up at the Carrier Dome last year. The reason I remember this game is because I won a wild bet at the end from a promo bet on Purdue beating Syracuse. It was such a wild bet I took. But the rematch, Syracuse minus 2.5 at Purdue. John, what do you like?
I like Purdue playing scary teams, man. Syracuse is a scary team, man. Syracuse is that damn team that we thought Duke was. Well, Duke is this year, beating Clemson, man. So that's a scary team for Purdue, even on the road. Syracuse plays a little bit differently on the road than they do at home or against Clemson. And like I said, Purdue had some get back last week, man. They should have even some more feel good. They learned some lessons losing against Fresno State. And probably feel like, I'm going to tell you my pick, right? They should be 3-0. So I got Purdue winning.
Okay. Tanner?
You know me. I don't give a damn. Give me the orange. Hey, by a zillion, I hope. I hope by a zillion.
I should take Syracuse here because that's a smart play, but to be honest with you boys, scared money don't make money. 2.5.
Yeah, even better.
2.5. At least that's when I pulled the spread. I didn't look at the update today. But the only way I'm going to catch Tanner is if I go a little opposite. So let this be an opposite game because everything else we've been tied on. Give me Purdue over Syracuse here to cover the spread. I don't know if they'll win, but Syracuse got a good offense, so we'll see. John's favorite, TCU minus 6 at Houston. John, what do you like?
A lovely little Texas game, man. If you're a middling program, you might want to get one of these teams on your schedule next year, next 2-3 seasons, man. TCU, Houston, man. You know what I mean? This ain't necessarily Tom Herman, Houston Cougars, right? Nah, man. TCU should like these boys up, man. This is still a very capable Houston team of putting together a string of good plays here and there, but like, I don't think they beat TSU. So give me TSU.
Well, if you'd say TCU right instead of TSU, it's St. Tennessee State.
Same on me. Same on me. Red take me right now.
Damn. I'm taking Houston. Give me the Houston Cougs to cover against TCU. Tanner?
They're at home, right? Yeah.
Yep.
What do you have him at? 7.5?
6.
Golly, I think money's coming in heavy. I got another site. It's coming up heavy. That's not. Well, I'll go the opposite of the way of the money. I'll go with you. Home team catching points. I think TCU really needs this game bad, so it doesn't look like they're such a choke artist from going to the national championship game. But, man, they played Nicholls State. I didn't even know they had a football program last week, being 41-6.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, no, I know the hoop program. I've bet on some hoop games down there in the Southern Conference. You know what, I'm going to go Houston right now, but I'm going to follow this. I might change that on by Saturday. I'm going to go Houston right now.
Okay, sounds good. By the way, I would be remiss if do I not get a couple thank yous for Lane Train and them covering that spread? Come on, boys. There's no doubt.
Oh, my gosh.
Hold on,
man.
Get out of here.
You did, John. You did.
Get out of here, son. It was a
Lane Train.
Lane was in that game. He kept Lane first. Lane was in there.
Oh, yeah. They were.
Get out of here.
They got it done.
They were going to cover the actual new game. They were going to cover the whole game if they didn't mess that thing up on the last play. Yeah.
I had another karma weekend. A, went in on the Louisville or the Ole Miss bet, and then I got my ass handed to me because I had Texas Tech plus 6.5, and they lose to Oregon.
Oh. Yeah, that game was
unbelievable.
The best game of the weekend. That
unbelievable.
Game was awesome.
I was so pissed when I found out I lost that bet. I woke up the next morning and I go, what?
I don't know if you watched that game. That game was awesome.
I watched the first three quarters. I said, I've seen enough. Texas to win this. And then Jonathan's buddy, Bo Nix, goes out and just lights it up.
Bo Nix might be up there for Heisman. He ain't
Jonathan
there
is a big, he's always been a big Bo Nix guy.
Bo Nix is doing well right now.
Bo Nix, I'm predicting. I got my crystal ball in front of me. Bo Nix will be the next second-string quarterback for the Chicago Bears.
Ooh.
They need to get rid of Justin Fields. That dude's ass on a stick.
Last two games, gentlemen. Colorado State at number 18, Colorado. Deion's team. Easy
on,
cover
man.
Last week. This is a late one for John. 10 p.m. on ESPN. 23.5.
Oh, my God.
John, what do you like?
Play my music. Play my theme. Hey, man, you got old grannies out here talking about play my theme music, man.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it, man. You know what? Come on, man. Prime, they're going to roll these dudes, man. Sorry, Colorado. Sorry.
Rivalry game.
It's a rivalry game. They're going to get smashed.
Oh. Yeah.
He probably shouldn't play the last quarter. That's how smashing this game will be.
Okay. So you're taking Colorado. Tanner's on Colorado, and I'm on Colorado then.
Yeah, I'm on Colorado. I mean, Colorado State even took a week off to prepare for this game. They've only played one game. They got their asses handed to them by the Cougars of Washington State, 50-24 at home.
Cougars are good, though, Tanner.
Go.
They're good.
I know, but at home by 26. And now they got to go on the road and expecting not to lose by 26.
Yeah, the Rocky Mountain rivalry is about to Deion's about to earn more fans with this one. By the way, we got Michael Irvin roaming the sidelines. We got Terrell. Oh, what the hell's going? Man, of recruiting violations
Wu-Tang
all over
Clan.
The place there.
The Wu-Tang Clan was there.
Come on, man.
It's an awful thing, man.
How is that a recruiting violation by having those dudes on the sideline?
I don't know. The only person they're missing on that sideline is probably Steve Harvey.
Yeah.
Calipari usually has Drake, man. Come on, man. It's fair game, man.
Last game, number 7, Penn State, -15 at Illinois. I think Illinois keeps this close. And by close, I mean like 12, 13. And then Penn State, James Franklin says, I have to cover this damn game. Kicks a field goal. They win by 16.
Hey, man, are people forgetting about Penn State?
I think so.
People forgetting about Penn State as the power, man. Illinois is not no slouch this year. Keep up with Penn State. What's the Brent? I'm sorry. What's the spread? I wasn't.
Penn State minus 15.
Over two touchdowns.
I think Illinois might cover that.
Okay.
I know it's bold.
You know what?
Who'd they just lose to?
You know what?
Who? Illinois.
Illinois just lost to Kansas.
Come on, John.
I'm
trying to get somebody mad at us, man. You got Chicago mad at us. You got Florida State mad at us too. You know what I mean?
Temple.
You got the SEC mad at us. I got the SEC mad at us. So I'm just trying to get somebody else mad at us right now.
I got Temple mad at me still. Temple's still bitter.
Yes, you really have Temple. Yes, you have Temple. Temple's pissed.
They still see stuff.
Boy, this Temple fan base is still chirping my ass to this day. They can't give up. By the way, there's a new school. Let me go to my Twitter real quick. There's a new school that's been chirping me. Where was that fan block at? Let me see these notifications. A
couple Horizon basketball teams.
Yep. Who was it I pissed off?
Temple had me good.
Yeah, I'm going to take Penn State. I'm going to change my pick. I'm going to Penn State.
And Pepe Sanchez were playing there.
Oh, I got USF. I got South Florida Bulls on my ass.
I thought you had USF. I thought you had USF too, man, because you called them paper champions.
I just said they'd be better off if they went back to Division II. They could just run the FBS or the FCS.
Yeah. You ain't making no friends, man.
For everything, football and basketball, they could just run it. There are too many people. That Sun Dome, hey, man, I said on Twitter, that Sun Dome down there ain't doing nothing. That's a waste of a space down there. Even if that's the reason why Mike Bray took an assistant job and then become the head coach.
Where? Oh.
South Florida. So, Tanner, who do you got in the Penn State, Illinois?
I'm going to go Fighting Illini just because I want to keep burying you and get a bigger lead.
Yeah.
Damn. Home team getting points.
Oh, John, I forgot one other team that's been – well, they were pissed at me until they've shit the bed this year so far.
Who's this?
Because
I got to hear this.
Nebraska.
Oh, well. They need to go follow Prime. Go back to the –
Well, I said, yeah, but I said they should probably – if they're smart, they should head to the Mountain West.
Hey, yo,
man.
I'm
trying to look at
– Listen, the Big 12 is going to be too big for them.
Right, well, the two teams still remain in the Pac-12. They own the name. They still own the name of the Pac-12 and the media rights, whatever that means. And I think that's just going to basically – somebody kind of cuts them a check. But they think they still own the name. I don't understand why they're going to sell the name to the Pac-12 – sell the name to the Pac-12 to the Mountain West. It gets that league a little bit more of a name recognition. And there you go. Do they still have a – you know what I'm saying, snowball chance of or whatever, getting back in? Right now, no, but you know, at large bid, you know, there you go. But I think that's what they should do.
You're telling me U.S. South Florida's mad at you, and their most famous person is Tony La Russa coming out of that damn school.
I mean,
I'm looking at their sports alum.
I think what really pissed them off is I said that's the second best college in that city. Because I said the University of Tampa was better.
Probably is.
Actually, you know, I should have came at him with this, but I didn't. And I may go back and chirp it tonight with those people. But I think IMG is probably better than them.
You can tag me in there. I'll start firing at him.
IMG is better than them.
Stop it.
Yeah.
They're right there in Bradenton.
Yeah, Their football team
start making a. I'm going to post my list of schools that are pissed off at me. I'm going to create the new list for the year and just keep track.
Speaking of IMG, just because we're Indian, they did come to town and play Ben Davis last weekend.
They did, they stomped them.
Stomped the muzzle. But I'm proud for Ben Davis to put them on the schedule. That takes some nuts.
Have you watched that BS High?
I haven't.
It's crazy. You need to watch it. It is the most wild. You'll be laughing. You'll be pissed. Like all emotions you'll be experiencing because you feel bad for these kids.
If that IMG team would have played that Ben Davis team from like 2001 when James Banks was that quarterback, Ben Davis probably would have beat that ass.
Oh, for sure. James Banks, Mr. Tennessee.
They won like 3 state titles in a row. That Ben Davis football team was.
I have an autograph. I have an autograph from James Banks on a basketball that he was in high school.
You know, we had a sister on here a couple years ago. She used to be an assistant coach at IU. And she moved on to Alabama. She's assistant coach at Alabama now. I think she's like a special coordinator with another university right now. But, yeah, man, long history with the Banks family, athletics around these parts for sure.
Yeah.
Hey,
I
think it. Go ahead.
JB, how I'm kind of off topic now, but we're talking what we always talk about. CM Punk. See ya, AEW.
Oh, see ya.
See ya.
Did
see that.
I am more like WWE is changing. I can't even address what you just said. It doesn't matter.
Oh,
right?
WWE
is changing so fast. Like WWE is changing. Like, dude, like it's merged, hasn't it? With UFC.
Yes. Yep.
I don't even know what I can't even necessarily quantify that because does that mean everybody's gonna start showing up on everybody's show now?
I don't think so.
Dana watched that. Did you see that thing, Reese, what he said?
Yes.
Like someone said, they were trying to turn UFC fans into WWE fans. He said that's not what this is all about.
No, I think it's more of just two conglomerates merging to make the most money. And
I think it's a business thing.
Yeah, and Vince is still chairman of the board of the wrestling side.
Oh, did you see his dividend pay? What he got cracked for when they sold that thing?
Uh-uh.
Just his dividend. So what he had, $110 million. That was just the dividend from the stock.
Hey, there you go. There you go, Vince.
Yeah, that was the buyout.
We're
living in all this. Dividend, Vince.
That's that hush money.
Yeah, probably is. That's probably what he is using to pay them off. That dividend money, man. I didn't even need that.
Right, exactly.
Hold on, folks. How crazy is it that Triple H says, hey, man, when he's talking about rumors, he says, if Shane McMahon comes back, I'll be resigning my damn self.
Yeah, see that.
The whole situation is nuts, man. I can't even address AEW. CM Punk, people automatically think he's come back to WWE. He ain't in WWE shape.
No.
Reese, we should go to that game on Saturday at Lucas Oil. We might be able to run into Shane O'Mac since his son plays at IU. They said Shane O'Mac gave him a legit the belt they have, like their turnover belt, a legit one O'Mac got for IU's football team. That's what they use.
They haven't been able to pull that thing out this year yet, have they? I haven't even seen it.
Tweet that at Shane O'Mac and say, hey, I'm coming on Saturday. Got that belt ready for him to use?
Right? I mean,
come on, man. Shane O'Mac, he might need to take the belt, put it in his hand old school WWE style, and hit the Louisville quarterback in the head with the
I sent John a thing about what Triple H said about Shane. If he comes back, I'm out.
Yeah, I don't. What's the? There's got to be bad blood in there or something.
Well, yeah.
Triple H is one of the boys who went through and made his way to the top.
I think they probably see Shane as Shane.
Like you, still the son that didn't have to go through the East. You know what I'm saying?
He left. Came back.
Even though Shane, he did all the spots. He took
some
bumps.
Yeah, he did take some bumps. Dude, that dude took some bumps. I ain't gonna.
But he, he didn't have to.
Yeah.
He didn't wrestle in front of 300 people, or you know what I'm saying, 100 people for $50, man. So there still is that.
Right.
Yeah. Hey man, what's I just saw a video the other day. What was up with New Jack, man? New Jack said he was sleeping with Marlena.
New Jack,
I didn't see that.
I know, but I just saw a video released about it. It's come making its rounds. While she was with Goldust.
Yeah, you know, there's a loose internet rumor. Believe it, you know what I mean? That's why Dusty Rhodes, right, the father, and Dustin kind of, like, had odds because, like, Marlena was brought in as talent, right? And, she, you know, as talent, she, you know, I mean, I ain't saying she slept around because, dude, you know what I mean? It's ain't nobody here married or whatever, but Dustin fell in love with one of the girls that they're, you know what I'm saying, somebody else, had been, whoever else had been with, right? And Dad was like, hey, man, you know, maybe that ain't, you know, situation you should go. And that's why him and his father fell out. That's why he left initially to go to the World Wrestling Federation to become Goldust.
Right.
So I kind of might believe New Jack might have went there. I think Pillman went there. He's one of the dudes that went there with her when they were in WCW. And then when they had that, that whole spiel where Pillman was in the bed with her?
Yeah,
him and Dustin was kind of like iffy about it, but like this, like no, it's for the ratings, you know what I mean? But like, meanwhile, it was causing them problems behind closed doors,
right?
Even though it was a work, and like she was like, I'm going home with you, but like, dude, you with your one of these dudes who used to bang you out. Sorry, put the kids to bed.
By the way, last thing, if you get a chance on Peacock, they had a documentary for WWE. I just watched. It was the day after they did a documentary going back the day after 9/11 and how WWE was the first one to go back to a live event when they had SmackDown in Houston. Great documentary. They've got everybody on there. Stone Cold was talking, The Rock, a lot of events, just kind of the thought process of afterwards the next day and all that. So if you get a chance to watch it on Peacock, very good documentary.
For sure.
So, all right, Tanner.
Yeah, I don't have anything. I'm trying to think if I saw anything else in the sport world that I think of that caught my eye.
You don't want to comment on Team USA, do you?
Oh,
don't.
Get started.
Yeah. I'll just say this. I did see that our starting center, Darren Jett, was averaging 3 rebounds a game in that damn FIBA thing. He wasn't even our leading rebound.
Yeah,
our starting center had 3 rebounds a game. Get the fuck out of here.
Shut up. Didn't he go to Perry Meridian? Darren Jackson went to Perry Meridian.
Yeah. He's not a Team USA guy. There's only one guy that belongs on Team USA on that squad. That's Anthony Edwards. That's the only one.
Yeah.
Everybody else is scrubs.
Yeah.
They're better. Those guys would. Come on, man. Yeah, exactly. They would.
The White Shadow?
No, man. No. Third best player on the team. Okay. It was against what? Iraq and Lithuania?
Brandon Ingram, man, do you know Serbia went to the medal round without Joker?
Yeah.
That's crazy, man.
Do you know how many scrubs we had on this team? It was a fake team. After the loss, I told you.
The homie Darren Schroeder is in Luxembourg right now.
Yeah. Yeah, he's the king there now.
He's the king. Right? He's MVP. Man, goodness. Man, he's going to make up that $90 million real fast.
Somebody else did that as well recently. Somebody else. Rudy Fernandez or something was big back in the last FIBA as well.
Oh, that was
played
for
out.
Spain, I think.
Yeah,
played
out of his mind. There's always a guy that always ends up blowing up for those type of things. But I'll tell you this: after they lost that morning, I sent you one thing, John. I said there's only one man that could save this. And what happened? What was the next day or that afternoon? What was posted? LeBron James is talking to get the team back together one last run. He's the only one to save this team.
Man, Dillon Brooks, Team Canada, he went 7-for-9 from three.
That scrub. Scrub. That should never happen.
All right. I'm not trying to change subject, but I know we talk about gambling. Reek, did you see what's going on with him? That's what I had. What's going on with MGM?
No.
Have you seen that?
Nope.
They got hit with a ransomware. You can't. The lines to check into any MGM, the lines at the Bellagio were going out the damn door yesterday. You can't even play slot machines right now over there.
Really?
Without having it. You have to get a hand pay. Like, all the machines are hacked into. There's, like, some of them that you can play. But if you want paid out, they got to literally come and hand pay you at the machine. You cannot print tickets or anything like that. MGM, it's under a complete – I'll send you some Twitter feed. You just look up MGM right now. It's a complete – they got hacked. The money they want for this ransomware is out of the world. So – MGM, these people.
Oh, I'm seeing it right now. Cyber attack shuts down.
Wow. It's an absolute shit show in Las Vegas if you're there. If you're at an MGM hotel, it's an absolute disaster.
It might be because they found an alien in Mexico, man. It might be because they found an alien.
Yeah, I saw they found an alien in Mexico.
But Tanner, real deal, man. Before, when you come on next week, man, I was one. There's a big boxing match coming the end of this month.
Okay.
I was going to get, like, now I won't put you on the spot right now, man. Like, look up. But we got people, like, chiming in on a couple of past shows about boxing and whatnot, man. We got to get
Okay.
Can you find us some numbers on that one? The main event. I think it's Canelo. Right. Yeah.
My brother-in-law is a big boxing guy. I'll get some stuff from him. Big boxing guy.
Yeah, we trying to navigate it. You know what I mean? For real. Like,
okay.
I mean, boxing's more. I mean, I'm more interested in UFC. Be honest with you. You know what I mean? But it's
right.
So. You know what I mean? It's so like. Hit, you know what I mean? It's boxing match here. We're like. You know what I mean? But like the biggest one is coming up. But like, yeah, we just want to get to, like, you know what I'm saying, some of the betting on that one.
Okay. No, I'll look up some stuff. I'll look that up. I'll get some stuff on that for the boxing side. No problem.
Sounds good. Thanks, Tanner.
All right. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me. Hopefully we can enjoy this crappy slate this week and get back to good stuff next week.
Sounds good. See you, buddy.
Follow Tanner Pinrod on Twitter.
Yeah, follow him on Twitter. Yeah, well, the conversation continues. Yeah, John, I'm going to put all the teams that are pissed off at me this year, I'm going to put them on Twitter. I can't have them all attack me at the same time, though. That might be a little too much. But any last things, John, before we go?
Just before we go, man, I know your Cincinnati Reds are in a wild card race. Cross their fingers, man.
Battling.
I also know that the Fever now have yet another rookie of the year in the Leah Boston, as that was announced late last night. I know this season didn't necessarily go from a win-loss record from any Fever standpoint, like, you know what I'm saying, deep play. Like, hey, man, but these teams are like super teams now. If you see what – I mean, I know Brandon don't necessarily watch. And I don't watch it hardcore either, man, but like the Vegas Aces are a super team. And the Seattle Storm is, you know, still there, and so is New York. So, yeah, the Fever – With her being, you know what I'm saying, like number one overall pick and her being rookie of the year, you know what I'm saying, them having, you know, they're necessarily a great one-loss record. They're going to be right there to pick one of the best, you know what I'm saying, talents to come out of college. Either that Caitlin Clark, little lady, you know what I'm saying, fiery up there from Iowa, or even like Angel Reese from LSU, man. So, like, again, man, Fever got a lot to build on. Outside of that, Brandon, you know what I'm saying? I think we did a, you know what I'm saying, great show. Hey, before I let you go, man, you know they got a Daryl show going? I haven't watched it yet, though.
They got a what show?
They got a Daryl show? Daryl.
Oh, I did hear about that. I haven't seen any of it, but I have heard about that.
Yeah, I got a pin. I think I got to re-download my AMC and all that crap, man. But yeah,
you got to watch the other one, too. You didn't watch the New York one.
Man, I did, man. So I got a lot to make up, man. But like, man, outside of that, man, I think we had a good show, man. We'll chime in some more next week, man. Outside of that, man, thanks everybody for listening.
We're the fourth winningest franchise in the league since 2000. All right, that means in the upper quartile of winners, we're in the top quartile of that upper quartile.
Thanks for listening to the Crossroads Sports Radio Show. You can find more episodes on iTunes and the Google Play Store. Be sure to like and subscribe for more.